Graham Mack.
BBC Radio Merseyside.
It's 8:25. It's the original smartwatch. Never runs out of battery. Doesn't need winding. Doesn't need changing when the clocks change. I'm talking about the sundial. It's one of the most ancient methods of keeping the time. You still find them in many parks and gardens across the region and around the world. This weekend, Liverpool plays host to the British Sundial Society Conference, a chance for those who appreciate the joys of one of the oldest technologies out there. Mike Shaw is from the British Sundial Society. Welcome to BBC Radio Merseyside,
Mike. Good morning. Good to see you.
What is it about sundials, then? Why are they special?
Why not? Even as we speak, there are people flocking to Liverpool, 60 of us all gathering together for 3 days of fantastic things. People are going to bring sundials. You see, your trouble is you think that sundials are those funny round things with the sticky up bit that you see.
Yes,
there's thousands of different types. I've just bought a digital one.
How does that work?
A digital sundial. Well, it's a long cylinder with holes drilled in it.
Yeah.
And as the sun travels round, the sun shines through different holes.
Yes.
And spells out the time digitally.
In numbers?
Yeah, in numbers.
When the sun does that?
Yes. Why not?
Because there are cone-shaped ones and all kinds of things.
I've got a glass one on my window ledge at home. Yeah, there's all sorts of different types. But the thing is that you think, and most people think, that sundials are there for telling the time.
Yes.
Wrong.
Oh.
Did you watch Downton Abbey?
My wife is a big fan of it.
Yeah. Well, she will have noticed the big, nice, beautiful armillary sphere outside.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when Lord Downton wanted to know what time it was, he didn't rush out and look at the sundial, did he? He looked at the clock.
Right.
But how did they put the clock right? That's the question.
Yeah.
So if you go to any big old stately home, you will always find a beautiful sundial outside, because sundials have to be made for the position where they are, your right latitude, your right longitude. So they're bespoke.
Right, okay.
Cost a lot of money.
You can't move a sundial.
No.
Right.
Well, some you can, but most of them can't.
Yeah.
So long as the sun came out, you know, once every few days, the butler, you know, Carson, would nip out, look at the sundial, say, oh, I see it's 3 minutes past 11. Go in house.
Set the clocks.
Go in house, put the clocks right. Because before the end of, say, the First World War, about the end of the First World War, there was no other means of doing it. You didn't have telephones, you didn't have radio,
So within my
grandmother's lifetime,
we
had a position where the sundial was the only way. In fact, there was a woman who lived in London. There's a clock outside the Greenwich Observatory, and she used to go up there every morning and put a clock right by the Greenwich clock, and then go around London, and she used to sell the time to people. We were lucky here.
It sounds like that Goons Show sketch where he's asking him the time and he wrote it down on a bit of paper.
I remember that, yeah.
It sounds a bit like that, doesn't it?
Because we were lucky here because we had the 1 o'clock gun.
Yes.
Because maritime port, important. You need accurate time to know where you are in the world. In the way that, you know, if you put a sundial in the right direction, it'll tell you the right time. If you know what the time is, you can put a sundial and then find out the right direction. So you can use them back to front.
And how far into this do you go?
Oh, me?
Because there's technical terms, like the name of the thing in the classic one that is the dial with the sticky up bit. What's the sticky up bit
the
called?
The gnomon.
It's called a gnomon.
Gnomon.
That's a great word, isn't it?
The gnomon. GN. It's a good crossword clue.
Yes.
Like what was Aladdin's surname? You know, things like a good crossword clues. Come on, you know.
So what's the sticky out bit on a sundial called? Now we know it's a gnomon.
It's a gnomon. Yes, it's the art of gnomonics. I think it's Greek for shadow caster.
Okay.
Or something like that, yeah.
So what happens at your conference then this weekend?
Wonderful. People bring sundials with them, of course, and we have a show and tell. Even as we speak, no, not even as we speak, in a couple of hours, there's a crowd of people going up to the Gormley figures at Crosby.
Yeah.
And they're going to make one of the figures into a sundial. One of these human sundials. You know the human sundial where you stand on today's date and where your shadow goes, it tells the right time. There's one in Port Sunlight Village, if you've not seen one.
Yeah.
They're going to turn one of the Gormley figures into that today. So that'll be a bit of fun until the tide comes in. but it'll be good, yeah.
Well, where can people go to find out more then if they're interested in sundials?
Go online. British Sundial Society. You know, I bought a little book years ago. Actually, the first... human sundial I ever saw was at the Liverpool Garden Festival.
Yeah.
Back in 1984-ish.
Yeah.
Something like that. And that sparked a little interest in my life. And then I found a book about it. And in the back of the book it said, why don't you join the British Sundial Society? So I wrote to the secretary and he wrote back and he said, welcome. And he said, beware, he said, it's addictive.
Okay, so you have been warned.
Yes.
Okay.
I met that wonderful people and travelled to wonderful places and had a great time with sundials. It's good fun.
Mike Shaw, thanks for coming in from the British Sundial Society. Hope you have a great conference and best of luck on Crosby Beach today as well.
Thank you very much and thanks for asking.